week we spoke about the crucial importance of tefillah in one's attempt to personalize one's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in one's attempt to forge an immediate, direct relationship, to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately and directly. The tefillah is very pivotal, and we saw that this was the avodah of Yitzhak Avinu, and that's why Yitzhak Avinu is identified with the Amud HaOlam of avodah of tefillah. That's why the Torah portrays him again. Vayetzi Yitzhak Vasuach Vasodeh Vayetah Yitzhak Hashem Melcha Fishto. And we explain this in light of the Chaim's definition of tefillah as being lifnei Hashem. Before we continue to some other aspects and elements of tefillah, we just need to add that basically, and of course Talmud Torah is in a class by itself, and we know that we will have occasion to talk about Talmud Torah, but that tefillah is really, in a sense, the quintessential preparation that a person makes in Olam Hazeh for Chaye Olam Haba. But what does that mean? So we can't have any hasaga of what life in Olam Haba is. Ayin l'ra'as elokin zulatzecha. We have no hasaga of what it truly is. But one thing, l'chadar, which we can, even without fully understanding the words themselves, nevertheless, one thing which l'chadar we can say is that Chaye Olam Haba is a sense, is a life, is an existence of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, in Olam Hazeh, now that's the ultimate reality, but it's not necessarily the reality which we sense keenly or acutely 24 hours a day. Of course it's the ultimate reality. Ein Od Milvado is of course the ultimate reality, even in Olam Hazeh. It's the ultimate reality everywhere. But it's not necessarily the ultimate reality for us experientially. And yet, that certainly is the ultimate experiential reality in Olam Haba. And again, whatever else it means, which we can't understand, the Ma'amorim, Bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Amocha LeTzadikim, and whatever else such Ma'amorim mean, and again, Mi Yisha'er, but it also means that, Olam Haba, again, is experientially, like with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you think about it, in Chaye Olam Hazeh, where we live in an Olam Ha'asiyah, that's what Olam Hazeh is, of the various Olamas. Olam Hazeh is the Olam Ha'asiyah. Not talking about Tzadikim and the Maila of Tzadikim, but about us. Very rarely spend time simply with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah, again, when a person engages HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person speaks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person is lifnei Hashem, is in the aim of what the experiential reality of Olam Haba is. And the aim, in the sense, again, that at least for those few moments of the day, if we're able to muster proper kavana, our experiential reality is being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the importance of that, and its centrality, therefore, is difficult to exaggerate. But let's move on to another very important dimension of tefillah, and why tefillah is so central to one's avodas Hashem. Why the Sifri says that avoda outside of the Beis HaMikdash is of Dehu B'Tfilah, of Dehu B'Torasso, other than Talmud Torah, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the only thing which can be referred to as Avoda is Tfilah. Why Tfilah is so central? So, the first, again, was the Lifnei Hashem experience of Tfilah. The second also ties in with something we've discussed recently, 2 weeks ago. We spoke about how perhaps the defining awareness, self-awareness that a person, that a ma'amin has, is his complete and absolute dependence upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke about that in conjunction with the Bakosh and benching of Noah Patsvichenu, Lolodem Matna Zosavadu. Tfila also is a mitzvah which is dedicated to experiencing that and reinforcing that. How so? The Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos discusses the fact that the Gemara says that Ezehu ben Olam Haba Zeh Somech Geula L'Tfilah. The person is Somech Geula L'Tfilah, so that makes him a ben Olam Haba. So Rabbeinu Yonah asks the obvious question. It seems like a rather simple feat to accomplish, and it's therefore rather surprising that the schar seems so disproportionate. After being Somech Geula L'Tfilah, one is assured his chelek in Olam Haba, that he's a ben Olam Haba. So the Ben Yonah explains as follows. What it means is that a person, again, as every such vayim has to mean, it doesn't simply mean that a person just perfunctorily goes through the motions of Somech Geula L'Tfilah, but it means that a person internalizes, that a person's life is devoted to the principle which is reflected in Simchas Geula Tfilah. What is that? And in explaining this, Rabbeinu Yonah again sheds light on what the experience of Tfilah should be for us. Why is it that there's an enhanced Kiyum by following up Kriya Shema with Tfilah? So Rabbeinu Yonah explains, Kriya Shema, of course, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, to understand fully what it means, so Chaim Volozhiner explains in Nefesh HaChayim, it says in Shulchan Aruch that when we say Elokeinu, such as in the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so the kavana, it says in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, the kavana a person is supposed to have in saying Elokeinu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baal HaKofos Kulam. The Chaim Volozhiner explains that Baal HaKofos Kulam doesn't only mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent. Of course it means that. But Baal HaKofos Kulam also has the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exclusively a Baal Kofos. Right? Not simply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all the Kofos and I can only lift 50 pounds. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baal HaKofos Kulam. No. It means much more deep, much more profound than that. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who is an autonomous Baal Koach, whereas every other Yetzur is totally dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Baal HaKofos Kulam means. And Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, again, is therefore our subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, recognizing, again, our total dependence and subservience to Him. Now, Tfilah, coming back to the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, the importance of Bakosha is not that a person looks for the gratification of having his bakoshas fulfilled. The reason bakosha is so pivotal, the reason tefillah and bakosha, which is the centerpiece of tefillah, is so pivotal, is because what underlies a bakosha is the recognition of one's need and dependence. Right? If a person says, Chaneinu Meitzchor, Chok Mavina Vadas, Dei Avina Vahaskel, the person says that, so that reflects an awareness that Atta and Atta alone, Chonein Lodam Das. And that's what the real emphasis in Tefillah is, not the desire for gratification of one's bakoshos, but rather the awareness that the entire range of bakoshos, the entire range, the gamut of needs that we have, whether material or spiritual, that we have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the integrated kiyum of Smichas Geulah Tefillah is, that by being mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, so then we make a proclamation. We make a proclamation of Ol Malchus Shamayim. We make a proclamation of Baal Kofos Kula. And then a person walks off to the office, walks out to the office with a sense of Kofos Otz and Yadi, so that totally contradicts the Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. But if a person follows it up with a tefillah, again with a bakosha, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not only for every big thing. And the Rav Zichron Levracha used to say, a person should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every little thing, whatever he needs, whatever a person needs, whatever a person wants, he's supposed to ask. He's supposed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Again, even relatively speaking, a small thing, a sense of that whatever a person is trying to accomplish, whatever a person is trying to accomplish, whatever a person undertakes to do, so a person is mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that act of bakosha reflects a recognition and an awareness of our dependence upon Him. So tefillah, again, is central within our lives, within our avodas Hashem, for that reason as well. Number one, the reason we explore, because of the experiential reality of lifnei Hashem. Number two, because of this reinforcement of what is one of the most basic, or perhaps the most basic feeling which a manin has to have, that of his dependence upon the Ribono Shel Olam. The last dimension of tefillah I just wanted to touch upon tonight is the relationship between tefillah and Talmud Torah. And again, this is just something that we'll begin and believe me, that follow up in a future occasion. You're all familiar with the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Brachos, where the Mishnah tells us that the Mitzvah ben Akon Nehoyin is followed the Knesos of the Beit HaMedrash is the Yitziyot of Tefillah Ketzara. Onu lo, ma'amokum Mitzvah Zub. Onu ahem b'kneisotze ani mispaolo shelo ye'or advar kakola al yodi uli yitziyotze ani nosein hodo al kauti. And then the Braisa elaborates what the tefillah was, b'kneisotze ma'al ome yirotze mufanach Hashem lokaish le'or advar kakola al yodi v'lo akosho b'dvar alocha v'lo ome al toho tome v'lo al toho tome v'lo yikoshlu v'yismuchu b'vayt chaveira v'lo yikoshlu chaveir b'dvar alocha v'esm al bohem. That was the tefillah of the Knesasa. What was the exchange between Rav Mechunia ben Hakana and the Chachamim when they said, Amu lo ma mokom l'tefillah zu? And he answered them, Ani mispala shalei oed v'atakol al yavi. So they were asking him, what kind of chiyah tefillah is this? What kind of mitzvah tefillah is this? You know, there's a din of givon tefillahs b'chol yom. You know, there's a din of the Vesadar. But what? Ma'am Malkul Tzvilah Zuh. What's the occasion for this Tzvilah? And the Mechuni Ben Akana said that Torah requires Tzvilah. We'll come to return that Yochai being taught from Tzvilah at a future time. Torah requires Tzvilah. And that's what he said to them. They said to him, Ma'amokum l'tfilah zu, Amalahem, A person just can't simply sit down and learn. A person has to ask for the siyata d'shmaya to be able to do so. A special relationship between Talmud Torah and Tfilah. L'chari, this is also reflected earlier in the Gemara, in the Sugya of Birkas HaTorah. So the Gemara says, "My Nevar, what's Birkas HaTorah?" So Amar Rida Amar Shmuel, Shekitshanam and Sosa V'tzivanu, either Lassos, B'divei Sora, or Aldivei Sora. And then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan Nisayim Bohochi, Harei Vaveh Harei Ma Hashem Elokeinu, as Divei Soros Sodefinu. What was Rabbi Yochanan Nisayim Bohochi? Apparently what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is this idea of the B'chini Menachona, that Torah requires Bakosha, a special relationship that a person who undertakes to learn Torah, Alachas Kama V'Kama, one who strives for Aliyah in Torah, in Yediyas HaTorah, that it requires Bakosha, requires special Bakosha, the special Tiyata D'Shmaya. Again, above and beyond the din we just spoke about, that of Bakosha and Tiyata D'Shmaya, for whatever a person does, but a special Bakosha, a special Siyata D'Shmaya. So Rabbi Yochanan says this should also be reflected in Birkas HaTorah. Not only should this be reflected in B'Knisas of Leis HaMedrash, but it should also be reflected in one's Birkas HaTorah as well. And again, so this, when Miyached Bakoshas for it within Birkas HaTorah, B'Knisaso, but our general tefillah also, whether it's in a Hashiveinu Avinu L'Tzara Secha, in the Bakoshas and Elokai Netzur, also tie in again with this special Bakosha and this special link between tefillah and Torah. And if it's true, as it is, for every Jew, again, this special link and the special need for Bakosha, the one who strives to learn Torah, so Achas Kama V'Kama, that link is crucial for Bnei Yeshiva. In the future weeks, we'll follow up on that.